Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop.
Down Gilead Lane.
Funcast.
Hey! Hey, you! You on the bulldozer!
He can't hear me. All right. I'm going to try to stop him somehow.
John!
Oh, wait a minute! Hey, stop him! Let's turn it on!
It's too late.
Get back! Oh,
they can't do this!
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve Odell.
Yes, here we are, and I'm sure for most of you diehard Gilead fans, you're familiar with what you just heard.
You all know what that was.
You all know what that was. That was how we ended Season 9, and this is a special podcast. I'm Steve O, by the way. Hi, how you doing?
Yes, and I'm Lori.
Yeah, and this is a special podcast to sort of preview the beginning of a whole new season of Down Gilead Lane.
Which is
so we just
out.
Thought we would, yeah, we thought we'd start it off with where we left things last week on the end of Season 9.
And that's, you know, this is going to be a different kind of podcast. You might catch some unusual things. We can't guarantee we're going to have everything that we normally do because we're literally calling this the Season 10 special.
Yes, the Season 10 blowout. I don't know what that means.
Woo-haw!
And you know, we will have the male haiku. I know a lot of people probably missed the male haiku while we were at the NRB convention.
Yes.
So we will do that. We will read some of your mail and talk a little bit about, you know, the blog stuff and, you know, equipment updates and all that good
stuff. We'll give you the, what, 411? Is that what it's,
yeah,
young people
the Gilead
are calling it these days?
Anyway, hey, this, I just want to apologize right now at the outset for my voice. I know I sound kind of snotty, but I'm not snotty, I promise.
We've already had this discussion. I told Steve he could not get all snotty with you during the podcast.
Right. I am snotty, but not in that way. I'm literally plugged up in my...
He's as good-natured as he can possibly be. He's in a
I'm
very
nice.
Good mood.
I'm very nice.
You are.
I'm not snotty in that way.
Exactly.
So, Lori, where should we start? We should probably start at the beginning of Season 10, right?
Exactly. I think that's a great place to start since Season 10 will be starting this coming weekend, correct?
That's right. Yes, that's right. The 29th of March, you will have an approaching shadow to listen to on GileadLane.org or HisKids.net or your local radio station, of course, is
exactly.
A great place to hear the program. But everybody who's listening to this podcast, I'm sure, knows
where
how
you're
to listen
find
to
it.
Down Gilead Lane. That yes. is the title of the first episode.
No, I'm not sure
of
how you
season.
Listen to an approaching shadow, but we'll find out.
Hey, let's do something fun right now.
Okay.
Let's give a little tease.
Oh,
all right, I'm going to play right. some audio from that very first episode of Season 10. Here you go.
All right.
Hey, Monica, I was wondering
Shh.
If...
Tom, haven't I told you not to interrupt me when I'm conducting business?
Oh, is this about the bed and breakfast or about one of the rental properties? Because I was
it's
actually
It's about Coleraine.
Monica, you know, you didn't win the election.
No kidding.
John Morrison.
Goodbye, Tom.
He's the...
Mayor...
Hello, this is Monica Richter. Bruce, we're on. And we need to move as quickly as possible before anyone knows what's going on.
And what do you make of that?
Wow. This,
yeah.
by the way, was a John Fornoff crafted episode.
Yes, that's true. So kudos to John Fornoff for getting
yes.
us started with some intrigue and excitement
kicking
here.
Off the season in
yes.
just the right way. So yeah, and you know, the kids on the message board I've been teasing a little bit about
uh-huh.
you know, who could it possibly have been who bought Mr. Key's house,
right?
And you know, what were they gonna do?
Uh-huh.
And I said, what if it wasn't a who? And people started freaking out. Was it aliens, animals, you know,
That's
dogs? Did dogs buy his house?
Yes, random slips of paper.
Yeah. So, but I guess this weekend we're going to find out
something.
A
family of ballpoint pens?
Ooh. The ballpoint pen of doom.
A bag of potato chips?
Oh, you never know. It is Gilead Lane.
Sorry, I'm just sitting here thinking of inanimate objects.
A big blue phone box?
Nice. Hey, so we were at NRB.
Yes.
And we don't really need to rehash that too much. But, you know, we had some fun there. We did the dispatches. Everybody enjoyed the podcasts between you and me much more than the podcasts with just me.
Steve dispatched alone.
Yes. That last one, I just, you know, I had to. I was going to put the pictures on the blog site, and I thought, I've got to make a podcast to go with these pictures.
Yeah, so. You know, and I wasn't there, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I gave Steve my blessing and my permission to do so.
Right. And it's a good thing, too.
Yeah. So, but, yes, we were at our NRB.
Oh, you know what? We had a question. This is why I brought this up.
Okay.
I forgot temporarily, but I just remembered. I believe it was Daniel R., a prolific message boards writer, who asked, how did you guys, you know, he kind of was like, I think you guys were posting podcasts while you were still actually there. How'd you do that?
That is from the pure genius of Steve-O.
Not really. I mean, thank you for saying that. It's just the technology that we have is pretty cool now.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a picture there of Lori and me there in the same room, both talking into the snowball
and
mic.
Yeah.
Yes, cantaloupe and honeydew. And I had brought the mic with me. We record right into my laptop, which I also had brought with me. And the program that I have on the laptop, I'm able to do the editing and, you know, all the theme music and that kind of stuff I brought with me. So I was able to actually piece the podcasts together right there in the hotel room. And then the, you know, the Opryland Hotel actually has internet access. So I was able to, you know, upload everything to our server right there from the hotel room.
So you just got it right away. I mean, you were literally at NRB with us.
That was the most exciting thing, I think, to me.
I just had a great time. I think it was fantastic. Yeah. We need to do it again.
I know. But the thing is, I didn't have other work. You know what I'm saying? Well, granted, I was at a convention where you have
to
go to places and you meet with people and that kind of thing. But I didn't
work, Terry.
Yes, we really, really did, I promise. I didn't have episodes of Gilead to put together, you know, and I didn't have recording sessions to direct.
And I was not writing.
And yeah, you weren't writing. So I actually had the time to put the podcast together. I was like, man, I wish I had this kind of time to work on the podcast all the time.
Yeah.
And we'd probably do a lot more podcasts.
We would, but I don't know if we'd do as many episodes of Gilead. So
I was going to say, we'd have nothing to talk about because...
Go figure.
No, Gilead's getting written or produced. So, but anyway, so that was a lot of fun, but we're here to talk about season 10, right?
Yes.
And, you know, other things, too. We've got some mail. We'll be getting into the mailbag a little bit later on.
We do have a mail haiku, which was crafted... In a moment's notice this morning.
I can't believe Lori's talent. We're talking about we're talking about some like completely unrelated thing, and I'm just struggling to cut and paste some emails into a document as I'm talking with Lori, and she says, "Okay, I've got the haiku." I was like, "When did you do that?"
Well,
we've been talking. I'm like, holy cow.
Okay, I said it comes with typing like 85 words a minute, too, because Steve was complaining at my speedy typing this morning. He said, you know, I'm just going to call you. So, you know, part of that works, too.
We were instant messaging, and she's like firing all these questions at me, and I'm like, I'm just going to call you.
Yeah, but, you know, part of that comes with being a mom. I have to be able to have, you know, one channel on my kids, and the sounds that I'm hearing in the background are those dangerous sounds at the same time that I'm working. All those people out there who think that moms, because you hear, you know, some kid's television program in the background or your kid screaming in the background, that don't think that you can work, you're actually probably more talented because you can focus and do all those things at once.
I don't know. Lori's a multitasker, I'll say that.
I'm just saying that. But yes, we do have a new haiku. And, you know, Steve and I were talking about how we could make this podcast special.
Yes.
Because we're calling it special, so we probably should try to do something.
Added value.
Yes. And one of the ways that I think that we were going to do that, do you want to do that now?
Sure.
The post-it note that I have here?
Yep.
Is to share with you the titles that we have thus far. Now, I need to say thus far because Mr. Fornoff and I are still working on episodes for season 10. And so many of you have asked previously, how far ahead do you work? How far in advance are you from when the episodes are airing?
Not far enough.
Yeah, we're a little bit behind this time. But as you are listening to episode 1, as we've already mentioned, An Approaching Shadow, this weekend, Mr. Fornoff and I will be working on episodes 10, 11, and 12.
Right.
I am working on episode 10, and Mr. Fornoff is going to be starting and ending the 10th season of Gilead.
Yeah.
With his episodes. And so that's where we are. So we only have right now for you 9 titles.
Right. And oh, titles. Yeah, are we going to like actually say we're going to release the titles?
Yeah, see, Steve is learning the teasing thing. It is difficult for Steve, but I know that that's one thing that all the kids get very excited about is,
yes,
is knowing the titles of the programs, and that helps them to maybe think about what they might be about.
Yes.
So, Steve, we already know in Approaching Shadow, what's episode 2?
Episode 10-02 is Choice Morsels.
Choice Morsels. I wonder what that's about. Cookies?
I don't know, but it's kind of making me hungry.
It is. I know. Yeah, you're heading towards lunchtime there.
Yeah.
Episode 10-03.
Yes, that's one of yours.
Yes,
let's hear it.
Coloropolis.
Coloropolis.
That's right. It's Coloropolis.
Trying to say that 10 times fast.
Yes.
10-04. The title is...
10-04, good buddy.
I love that. I love that. I remember when we were brainstorming, and I won't give too much away as far as, you know, what the show is about, but we were talking about 10-4. Okay, 10-4. This is going to be 10-4. And I think Lori said, 10-4, good buddy. And I was like, that must be the title.
Yes, Steve made a challenge.
Yeah.
And I said, I will rise to that challenge, Mr. Odell.
So, you know, given the fact that episodes do kind of have to have something to do with their title,
yes,
I think it's pretty safe to say that friendship maybe might have something
possibly
to do with what 10-4 is all about.
Might possibly.
Uh-huh. 10-5. 10-5, Sandcastles in Storms.
Oh, see, I like that one.
That's a good title.
That's one of my favorites. That episode and the next episode,
yes,
are two of my absolute favorites from this season, I can already tell you.
And take us to the halfway point. What is 10-6? What's the title?
Is God in Pittsburgh? I mean, some of you, now those of you who heard the podcast from NRB.
Inside scoop.
There you go. You got the inside scoop. I know Daniel R. caught that. Ooh, I wonder if that's going to be in this season. There you go. It's actually a title of an episode. Is God in Pittsburgh?
Yes. That was an inside scoop alert, ladies and gentlemen.
We need a noise for that. Woo, woo.
Yeah, right. It should sound like whoosh, like some kind of scoop. Like
oh,
two,
yeah,
scoops,
like
of
an ice cream scoop or splatter.
Yeah,
something.
An ice cream. Whatever. I don't know. Anyway, you know, that's not the first time that we've referenced Pittsburgh on Down Gilead Lane, is it?
And these episodes are very Pittsburgh-friendly. They are.
Which, you know, Pittsburgh doesn't get a lot of friendliness in life, so...
It doesn't get near enough.
No.
Okay, we're about to spill a little bit here. Lori grew up just a little ways outside Pittsburgh. I grew up about an hour and a half from Pittsburgh, and I actually attended the University of Pittsburgh for a while.
Wow.
And Pittsburgh is one of my favorite places. I have a soft spot for Pittsburgh, and those who listen to these episodes will probably find out.
Yes.
We'll talk more about that when those podcasts come up. I'll give you all the inside scoop. Do the noise, Steve.
That was a tease for inside scoop, so we don't really do the alert until we actually do the inside scoop.
Okay, well, we'll give you inside scoop when it's time for those episodes.
Moving on.
Where do we go from there?
10-7, and the title of 10-07, this is a good one, too. Let's see if I can get this. Mud Pies and Blind Eyes.
There you go.
Is that right? I was like, is it Blind Pies and Mud Eyes, or is it...
Nope.
Yeah.
And my title for that episode was Rejected, but we'll share that in the upcoming podcast. This is a really teasy podcast, isn't it?
Yes.
But we'll share that.
Did you
that
say cheesy?
Get,
yeah. Did you say cheesy or teasy?
I said teasy.
I think
they're all cheesy.
Yeah, right. Okay. So we've got two more to reveal.
We do.
Do we want to play a little something before we wrap
up
our title
reveal? Ooh,
let's
play a little something. Yeah,
I'm just going to throw this in right now. Here we go.
Okay.
Something weird has to be going on. I mean, Dad, the mayor of Coleraine, didn't even know about it.
The first thing we need to find out is, who's behind all this? And why?
It's the case of the mysterious bulldozer.
Sounds like another case for...
The Attic Agents!
And me!
That's right. Okay, I'll be at Maya's house after supper tonight. So that means our next Attic Agents meeting is tomorrow night. This meeting of the Attic Agents is herewith 2-4 by their... adjourned.
And we'll just leave that up to the listener to determine which of the episodes we've named that scene comes from.
Wow. Wow, you're really getting into this teasing thing.
I am.
So are we going to mention the last two titles? Are we going to wait, do a little bit of other stuff?
I've always been cheesy, but now I'm teasy as well.
You're teasy cheesy. Or you're cheesy teasy.
I'm feeling kind of loopy. Maybe it's the snottiness. I don't know.
Snotty, loopy, cheesy teasy.
We've got the mailbag to get to. Let's go ahead and reveal those last two titles.
Okay.
And then we'll open up the mailbag. So we're at 10:08.
Yeah, which is Ranch Blessings.
Yes.
Okay.
It just, again, another one that kind of makes me hungry a little bit.
I was just thinking that same thing. Is that about food? What is that
I could
that
go for
about?
A salad right now with some ranch blessing. No, okay, then 10:09 is going through the motions.
So
all right,
now
so
you've got them.
Now you've got them as far as we've got them.
Yeah, we don't have any more beyond that. Steve and I were discussing what the possibilities of the title for 10:10 would be, and we just don't know yet until the script gets all put together. So
and 10:11 and 10:12 being written by John, so he's working on those titles. I'm hoping.
And you know, just that's a little inside scoop there. We did do 10:4, Good Buddy. We had the title for that one before we wrote anything.
Yes,
but
that's
usually
a pretty rare case.
Usually we do wait until the episode is together to come up with some sort of title idea. So there's
but you know that would be that would be an interesting method to the writing process. Just come up with 12 really cool titles.
Oh, dude.
And say, all right, now write stories that fit those titles.
I think you just made my brain hurt. Wow. I'm up to a challenge though. If you want to try and do a season that way.
Oh boy. Yeah,
we could have kids submit titles. We could do a contest.
Oh my goodness.
The kids submitted titles, and I'll write the episode.
Yeah, I'm sure you would, wouldn't you?
I am always up for a challenge. That's one thing that Mr. Odell has learned about hanging out with me.
Yep.
I rarely back down.
Yes, that's so true.
Especially when it's like a writing thing, because I really do enjoy challenges.
And with that, I believe we are ready to open up the mail bag.
Oh, are we doing the mail haiku?
Well, of course. But first, Lori, could you just drag that mail bag over here?
It's huge.
I know. It's a lot of letters.
It is.
But they're virtual letters, so the bag isn't too heavy.
Right.
Okay.
It's all in your imagination.
Captain Cal is going to pull out his banjo, and then we're going to listen to the gong, and Lori will read the haiku, and all of that will happen right now. Go, Captain Cal.
Do-si-do, now your shoe. Here we go with the mail haiku.
Boy, that is always so fun to listen to. All right, hit the haiku.
It's on the way now. Season 10's around the bend. So today we tease. There you go.
That was even a teasy haiku.
A teasy cheesy haiku. There you go.
Yes, nice. And who would have known that you wrote that while you were like doing four other things at the same time?
Yep.
All right, lots of emails have been piling up here since our last podcast where we actually read emails. So let's get started. And I just have to say, people, I love the correspondence. I love the questions and the comments that you send in. Please include your location. We want to know where you are. We want to know where you are in the world. That's all. So all we need really is first name and where you live.
So you have something from Stephanie.
I do. Stephanie says, what is the title of the show about the one where the Taylors receive new neighbors and the kids watch to see if they like them or not?
Ooh.
Okay. Now, I believe Stephanie is talking about the Morrisons.
Right.
Got new neighbors. Because I don't think we've ever had an episode where the Taylors did. So the one where the Morrisons got new neighbors, that was 9:10.
Yes.
And it was called Knock Knock, Who's There?
Yes, it was. And that was a very fun episode to write.
Yes, and direct and produce.
It was really neat to bring in just a variety of different new people.
Yes.
And that was a great way to do so. So,
right.
Yeah, and I hope that you enjoyed that story, Stephanie. We enjoyed hearing from you.
Yeah, if you write back, let us know where you live.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. And we did also hear from Micah.
Yes.
And Micah said, I love the stories. Are the kids real, and did the stuff really happen?
You know, we've gotten that question a few times, Micah. And the kids, how do I say, the kids are real. We do have real humans playing the Morrisons.
We
but,
do.
But they're not really, you know, the family is not really the Morrisons. It's a, you know, a number of actors. I guess it would be mm-hmm. eight of them altogether if you count John, Mary, Brooke, Justin, Michael, Haley, and Hope.
Right.
Is that eight?
I don't know. I didn't. Numbers make my head go boo. It just doesn't work.
Yeah,
but
yeah, six kids and two parents.
But is it based on a real story? Not really.
No.
But some of the occasions are real. Some of the occasions, some of the stories that are in there really have happened.
Hey, Lori, give us an example of something that has happened really in your life that made its way into a script that you wrote.
Guinea pigs.
Ah, say more.
Okay, I used to work at WCTL Radio in Erie, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania? Not too far from Pittsburgh.
There you go.
And when I very first started there, there was a guy who started around the same time that I did, and he used to do something called voice tracking, which meant that he came in the morning and he recorded his segments, and then we kind of played those in between the songs so it sounded yep. like he was in there.
Right.
Ooh, little radio secret there. I don't know if I'm supposed to be revealing.
I think we've talked about that
might get
before.
Kicked out of the radio league. but he went in and recorded his voice tracks, and he didn't tell anybody what he had done. And so when they were airing was when we were finding out what Mark had shared, and he had shared that his daughter's guinea pig had had babies. So if anybody wanted a guinea pig, just call Denise in the front office and she'll take care of it for you.
But he didn't tell Denise, did he?
No, he didn't tell Denise because he came in and voice tracked at like 6:30 in the morning. So Denise was flooded with phone calls, and I do remember the words guinea pig broker somewhere in there. And so that really, really did happen.
Yep.
It just didn't happen in a podcast kind of Haley way.
Right, but similar.
Yeah, so it was the inspiration. I'm
cool.
sure right now Mark Bradley Morrow is listening to this going, wow, that was me. But anyway, so some of the stories are based on real things, and some of the things, you know, that we can come out with, I think there's a large part of these episodes where we can all say that we've had some experience with something like that, being parents and at one time being kids.
Yes. Okay, next email. Now, this one is like, this girl I think may be similar to Haley. She just like fires out all these questions, rapid fire, boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
Katrina, I'm just going to read them all as I assume she's writing them, okay?
Okay.
Here it goes. Why do you always play reruns? And I wouldn't ask for money. I don't need it. After all, I am just a kid, and I don't need any at all. My parents always pay for everything. And another thing. Can I see pictures of all the characters? I want to see what they all look like. And where are the twins, Becca and Luke, in all this time? So many questions. Yeah, that's right. The only thing I don't think is realistic about all the characters is that they are too perfect. Nobody is that good in real life, except, like, Jesus when he was here. They never get into fights or anything, besides for the adopted girl. I forgot her name. Thanks for taking the time to read this. Not a lot of people listen. Katrina, aww. I'm sure that's not true.
We love you, Karina.
Oh, sorry.
There's no T in her name. Karina.
See, I'm, like, so focused on reading the questions as she would have
yes,
said
but,
them.
Yes, but we appreciate you writing in, and there's a PS here, too, right?
Oh, yeah, go.
Do you pick the actors and actresses by how they act in real life? I mean, is the lady who acts like Grace really like Grace? And are all the people on the set Christians like Monica and Tiffany? Because I find that really hard to believe. Bye. And I think that means write back as soon as possible. But we're not going to write back. We're going to
yes.
talk to you here. We're gonna
okay,
talk to you.
I'm going to do my best, okay? I mean, I don't
all
know
right.
if I'll answer all of them. But first of all, why do we always play reruns? Because it takes more time to write and produce the show than it, you know, than we have, you know, for...
Right.
We, you know, air them just once a week. And so anyway, so for the in-between times while we're trying to, you know, get a season of shows written and produced, we have to play reruns. Just
it's
kind of so
like on television, too. They
yeah.
do the same thing.
I don't understand the stuff about asking for money, and so I don't really know what could...
If
Karina's,
you want to write back, Karina, and let us know what you meant by that,
clarify
we'll
that.
Answer those questions.
Yeah. You want to see pictures of all the characters. Well, the characters... that's kind of tough. That's tough because, you know, it's actors who play the characters and may not necessarily look exactly like the characters they
right.
play.
I mean, Monica Richter, the woman who plays Monica Richter, doesn't have a big mustache.
Does Monica
Sorry.
Have a mustache?
Just had to say that.
Oh, okay. As far as, you know, the, like, artists' rendering of the characters themselves, a lot of those can be seen on the covers of the season sets. If you buy a Down Gilly Lane set of you know, season 9 or season 8 or whatever, you will see some of the characters represented there on the covers. Let's see. Where are the twins? Becca and Luke are at college right now.
Yes.
Luke went to Grove City, same college that Caleb Richter went to.
Woohoo, and, which is a real place, by the way. Say.
Yeah, that is a real college. And Becca, I'm trying to remember where she went.
Somewhere not Grove City and not where
Right,
Brooke is.
Not where Brooke went. I don't remember off the top of my head. I'll have to get back
with
you.
Steve will have to discuss that and research
maybe
it and come back to you.
Maybe it'll show up in an episode. The thing about being too perfect, we're working on that. We always walk a fine line between depicting characters as, you know, examples, as something to aspire to, so that, you know, the moms and dads that are out there listening kind of have an example as they listen to John and Mary Morrison, and the kids who are listening kind of have an example of what it looks like for a kid to work through an issue, you know, mm-hmm. biblically with God, a part of that situation. But we also know that not everybody is perfect, and actually nobody is perfect. So we want to be able to be somewhat realistic about that as well. So
and
it's
that's
a fine
one of those
line.
catch-22s, really, because Karina, you feel that way, but then there are people that when we have had the characters make mistakes or have arguments or do something that isn't good, we have just as many people who get upset. That's just stupid. Why would Mike do that or whatever? So it is a catch-22, and it is a fine line, and we are trying to walk that line with God's help.
Yes. Yep.
With God's guidance and God's direction, because we want to make sure that Gilead is where he wants it to be.
Yeah, right. So we are prayerful with every script that we write and produce. Adopted girl. Her name is Hope.
Yes.
And technically, she's not adopted yet.
Yes.
She's a foster child, but they are working on, they would like to adopt her. So maybe we'll see a little bit of that process in season 10. Who knows?
You never know what you might catch in season 10.
That's right. Okay, and then in the PS, we are doing casting all the time. We're always doing auditions, especially for kid actors, because, you know, the auditions for kids that we did 4 years ago really don't apply anymore because now they're sort of grown up. They're 4 years older, so we're always doing auditions.
We have a Rocky coming up.
Rocky?
Yeah, if there are any kids out there who think they could be a little boy named Rocky.
Oh. Yeah, give us a call.
Call Mr. Odell. He would love to hear from you.
Or email.
That's right.
And the people are how they act in real life. Well, some of them are. I mean, I would say that the lady who plays Grace really, really has a really vibrant and strong relationship and walk with God, just like the character that she plays. She's not blind, but she does have some other, you know, physical afflictions in her life, and they really, really have turned her, softened her heart and turned her eyes and her spirit toward God, just like the character Grace has. So that's a good example. And some of the other actors are like the characters they play. I would say the lady who plays Monica, no, she's not like Monica.
She just has fun with that. I've heard that she's a lot of fun.
Yes, she really enjoys playing a meanie, but she's not a real meanie.
Because sometimes it is fun to pretend to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard that from people.
Right. So, but that's all she's doing. She's just pretending. Tiffany and Monica really are nice people in real life. Okay, do we have another? I think that takes care of pretty much everything Karina had to ask us. What's next?
I have one here from Lee.
Okay.
And Lee says, okay, so I've listened to DGL for 5 years now, and I was listening to Peas and Thank You tonight. I was listening to all the specials, actually, seeing as Easter is approaching. Of course, this was before Easter. And thank you so much for making DGL. I've been going through a really tough time lately, dealing with multiple losses in a short amount of time. And when I listened to that, there was the verse, Jesus wept. And through this whole time of losing these people, I hadn't cried at all. And that story touched me tonight, and I started crying. And it says I'm actually crying right now still. And then it said to thank God, too. And I did that while I was crying, and it just made me feel a lot better than I have for a long time. So I just wanted to say thank you for making DGL, because it's really helping me out now. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Lee, for sharing that. That was really, really cool.
That's awesome.
That's one of those letters that we just love, even though there's not a lot to, you know, questions to answer. But that's the kind of stuff that our listeners need to hear.
Yes.
You know, of just how Gilead is impacting people.
And we are we're praying for you. We pray for all of our listeners.
That happens all the time. We get those kind of letters. So thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
A couple more real short ones, okay? Nathan asks, What happened to Justin, and how come he isn't on the show anymore? Well, Nathan, Justin is on the show. He's not as much, you know, in the foreground. He's more in kind of like what we consider the background, like what we were talking about, Becca and Luke.
Yes. They went to college. And Brooke, too. Brooke's gone off to college.
And Justin, being the genius that he is, he also went off to college, but he still shows up, and he's going to appear in season 10 in a couple of places.
He is.
In fact, you know what? Why not just let's hear a little bit from Justin. How about?
Go, Steve.
So, what did you think of Chapel?
It was all right.
When I was living here, I always liked to hear Uncle Tommy and his talks on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
You've been quiet this morning.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what you've been telling me to do, right?
Yeah.
I guess we have chores to do now, huh?
Sunday's a day of rest. I already fed the animals while you slept in this morning.
Oh.
So you don't have to do anything.
I might just go for a little hike.
Oh, yeah, there's a great spot at the top of the hill, right there under that tree. You can see for miles.
Huh.
Okay, that is an episode that's currently in an early phase of post-production, so there's not a whole lot of sound design or music there, but there's a little bit of Justin.
It's still a good tease.
Okay, one more. And how ironic, this one actually comes from Justin.
Woo!
Not Justin Morrison.
Not our Justin.
But. Yeah, a listener named Justin. And he poses a really interesting question. He just says, are you ever going to make movies or storybooks?
Ooh, That's a good one.
That is a good one, and that is something that we have been talking about a lot. Justin, there's no hard, you know, plans on the drawing board, but there's some very soft plans, if that counts for anything. We have talked about both movies and storybooks for Down Gilead Lane, and like Lori and I have been saying since we started this podcast, we're all about expanding the universe, right, Lori?
Yes, expanding the universe. That's what part of what this podcast is about, so you can get a little bit more inside scoop, behind the scenes, all that stuff.
Yep.
And there's always the possibility, and I'll just say we are praying about all of that.
Yep. So we'll see what God has to say about the prospect of taking Gilead into other media, formats. So that pretty much wraps up the old mailbag. That was a pretty big mailbag this time,
wasn't it?
It was.
That was pretty good.
So, yeah, thank you, everybody, for all of those emails. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of ways that you could get in contact with us with your questions and comments about Down Gilead Lane. And you might just hear those questions and comments right here on the podcast.
Exactly. We've opened up many avenues for you.
Yes. All roads lead to the mailbag.
Oh, that could be kind of dangerous. I was thinking all roads lead to Gilead, but, you know.
Well, Gilead is a road itself. But.
Yeah.
Anyway, first of all, you can email us like all of those folks did. The address is ccfuncast@gileadlane.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call our comment line, and we are always looking for folks to leave their comments on the comment line. That number is toll-free, 877-937-5397. And I'm hoping to hear from some new callers. And make sure when you call, give us your name and the location where you live.
Yes, because we enjoy including those phone calls in the podcast because we know you guys get sick of hearing just Steve and Lori.
Need more voices.
We do. And I mean, that's one of the reasons that we included all those fun voices during NRB, and you got to hear a little John Fornoff in there and all that stuff. So if you would like to be a part of the podcast yourself with your vocal abilities, go ahead and call that number and we will do our very best.
All right.
And you can also reach us on the message boards.
Of course.
You know, that's a given, and that's we've got a thread on there called the Coloring Connection, which we check daily, sometimes obsessively daily. And, you know, that is also a great place. If you are a fan of Down Gilead Lane, or, hey, even if you're a fan of just Steve and Lori, the message boards are a great place to go hang out, find other people who like the same things you do, and talk about them.
Yep. And if you are a newbie to the message boards, Lori can be found there under the name Bread for a Stone.
And Steve-O can be found under the name All Ears.
Yep. So if you see either of those names, you know it's us.
And it really is us. We don't have publicists.
Right. No, we don't have ghostwriters.
No,
so
we don't. I do that for other people sometimes, but
I know.
I actually write for me.
Yes, which is good. I only write for me. I don't do it for any other people. Why would I? You know?
Okay.
I'm busy enough to, you know, keep up my own post.
But I happen to think that Steve's a pretty good writer. He just doesn't think so himself, so.
Speaking of good writers.
Yeah.
And the message boards.
Oh, very good segue.
Thank you very much. We've got this new kind of phenomenon that's kind of happening on the message boards, and we want to really fan the flame, so to speak, so
Ooh,
that we can see more of it. See more of it happening. And yes, speaking of fans and fanning, there's something called fan fiction.
Yes.
Tell us all about it, Lori.
Tell us all about it, yes. fan fiction, sometimes referred to as fanfic, is when you take a program that you like, or a movie, or, you know, radio drama that you enjoy, and you decide to write your own episode, your own scene, your own poem related to the program.
Uh-huh.
And it's fiction written by the fans, hence...
There you go.
Fan fiction. And we have our first posted fanfic. Now, there may have been some prior to Lori coming on board. I don't remember seeing any before, so, you know,
no,
I can't really,
either.
You know, say for sure. But I will say that this is the first fanfic that we've seen posted since we began podcasting.
Yes, and now we also have to say that there's nothing, like, connected to the actual, you know, story or plot line.
Right.
Or what we're doing with the show is not at all affected by fanfic. So if somebody writes a fanfic that Grace got her sight back, and then you hear an episode of Down Gilead Lane where Grace is still blind, you can't go on and say, I thought Grace got her sight back. I read that somewhere. Didn't she get
right.
her sight back?
Fan writers do not create canon. Only
right.
official people do. But, you know, in the posting it online being kind of free game, that's something to keep in mind. If any of you out there do aspire to be a writer someday, put your practice things online, but know that
yes.
once it's online, it cannot be submitted anywhere for publication, and it's kind of like free, like I said, free game. It's out there, and
but it's really good practice. It's really good practice for young writers, aspiring writers, people who just want to...
And it gives you good feedback. If you are able to accept the constructive criticism, it can really help you learn and grow. So we're not saying don't. I love fan fiction myself. And
you love it so much that you're about to act some out, aren't you?
I am, because it was... You know, remember earlier when we were talking about the challenge thing? Well, some of our fans kind of threw down the gauntlet there. And they made it sound like you and I would never, ever act out this fan fiction that's sitting
right.
here. And we're not saying that we're going to act out all the fan fictions, but this is kind of a special one. So
this is the first one we've actually gotten posted on the message boards.
And
so.
Who knows? If we need to fill a podcast sometime, we may. And we would like you to go ahead and post your fanfics online, you know, and if you really want to be a writer at CBH and you hope to get it actually published, then apply for a job and do so. Don't put it out here for all that legal stuff that we just discussed.
But we're going to have fun with it.
Yes. Star Splitter was the person who has written this fanfic.
Yep. We've got several characters. I'm going to list the names of the characters so that I don't have to say it every time, you know, before a line.
Right.
We've got Mike. He's sort of like the most prominent, the lead character in this entire
episode.
Yeah,
because he's in every scene.
Yes. So Lori is going to be playing the part of Mike Morrison.
Because Steve's the casting guy, and he said that I could do that.
Yeah. Then we've also got John and Mary. We've got Vincent Donner. We've got Mrs. Townsend and Anna Townsend and Grace. All featured in this episode. I'm going to be taking all those parts.
Steve is going to do everything, as Steve always does. He is the guy at Down Gilead Lane who does a little bit of everything.
We'll give it a try.
We'll be
doing I'll also read the directive comments.
Okay.
In parentheses, just so you don't have to worry about those.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
I am ready.
You start, so I will give the action. Ready?
Okay.
And action.
Hey, Dad, is Anna here?
Yes, she's in Haley's room.
Thanks, Dad. Gotta go.
Door. What was that, John? Mike asked if Anna was here, and when I said yes, he rushed off. Well, that's certainly strange. Yeah. Later.
Vincent!
Mike, is that you?
Who else would be in the tree by your bedroom window?
Robbers?
Oh, come on.
Ah! Ow!
Tree shaking, leaves falling, thud. Morrison, are you okay?
Aside from several broken bones, yeah, I'm fine.
Let's go! Later. Doorbell. Hello? Oh, hi, boys. Are you looking for Anna?
Yes, Mrs. Townsend. Is she here?
No, but she'll be back soon. Would you like to wait for her?
Sure, if that's okay.
Oh, of course it's okay. Come right in.
Thanks.
Would you like some pie?
Yes, ma'am.
Blueberry or cherry?
Cherry.
Blueberry.
I have to go to the bathroom.
It's upstairs.
Thanks.
Footsteps going upstairs. Door.
Where is it? Found it. Let's see. Oh, that's weird. She cut off her eyebrows when she was 5.
Footsteps.
Uh-oh, someone's coming.
Door. Mike, what are you doing with my diary?
Well, would you believe me if I said I wanted to help you reorganize?
No, but why did you do it?
I just wanted to find out if you were the one who left the 8th red flower.
I did, okay? What's the big deal?
Well, it's a red flower, so...
So what?
So I thought you liked me or something.
And that's bad?
Well, no, but...
I have to go, door.
Why did I do this?
That last door, I probably should have said slam, because I'm guessing it probably was more of a slam. Okay, so this would be probably where we would put the break, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like, this would be like the intermission.
Like the... Make sure you tune in for the Down Gilead Lane podcast called The Covering Connection.
There you go. That was pretty good. All right, and then it would be like Zach would be saying... And now back to Down Gilead Lane, heard on hiskids.net, or whatever it is that he says. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Later. Mike, you should go apologize to Anna.
Well, I know, but I'm sure she'll never forgive me.
Mike, I know Anna, and she's not one to hold on to her anger.
Okay, I'll go. Oh, and Dad?
Yes?
If I'm not back within 20 minutes, that means I've been killed and you should call the police.
Oh, Mike. Door. Mike. Mike Morrison, is that you?
What? Oh, hi, Grace.
What are you up to?
I'm going to Anna's house to apologize.
What happened?
Well, you see, someone left an extra red flower. You remember the flowers I gave you, right?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Well, you see, Tim arranged to have flowers from everyone in the family put on my desk, but there was one extra that they didn't leave, so I decided to sneak into Anna's room while she was gone and see if she wrote anything about that, but I couldn't find it in her diary, and then when she walked in and she got all upset.
Well, I would too if I found someone snooping around in my diary.
Well, you've got a point there.
Well, I'd better let you go apologize.
Bye, Grace.
Later. Doorbell. Door. Hello? Oh. Door. That would be a slam, I'm guessing.
Okay. I just wanted to say I'm sorry for reading your diary.
Door. How do I know for sure?
Because I promise.
How do I know you won't tell the secrets you read about?
Because I'm your friend and friends don't tell.
I forgive you.
Thanks. Yeah, that's why Steve and Laurie don't do the music.
Sorry. Yeah. All right, so then Zach gives the lesson and the address.
Right.
And that is the end of that episode, which was titled The Diary.
Oh, it was? Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Star Splitter.
Yes.
For our first piece of fan fiction and our apologies in advance for butchering it.
Yeah, really badly putting the acting into that. But, you know, again, we really love that somebody took the initiative to do some fanfic and post it online and got a really great response from other fans. So yep. If you feel creative and you would like to do so, please do. We enjoyed
please.
That.
Yes, and you can put it right there on that thread on the message boards, which is, isn't it called, like, fanfic or something
no,
like
that?
No,
it's called DGL episode, but,
oh, okay.
You know, that's a really good place to put it, and we'll put all the fanfic there, and then people can post their comments, and, you know, I loved it. I was very
yep.
excited, and I called Steve and actually squeed a little bit that we had our first fanfic, so.
Anyway, so... You know, this is our special Season 10 blowout podcast, and so I'm not exactly sure how fanfic ties into that, except that as you listen to Season 10, maybe that'll give you some ideas. It'll springboard some of your creativity, and you can give us, you know, your own take on what you think might be coming.
And Star Splitter might be hoping that that question gets answered in Season 10.
Can't make any promises there.
Yeah. Of course, we're not making any promises about that. We're only teasing so far today. I mean,
that's so true.
I was fortunate to get Steve to do an episode full of teasing and making little hints about what's coming up in this season, because Steve usually doesn't do that.
Yes, but I'm in a very generous mood today. I'm excited about the start of Season 10. And
so how generous are you?
Well, maybe we could slide a little something, another little something out here.
Sounds good.
Oh, Meteor Guy, you have to help him.
Never fear, I'm here. I can take care of this. Now let's see what exactly has happened here.
That man was trying to save my cat from the tree when it caught on fire from the little boy playing with matches right there.
And where's the little boy now?
He ran away and fell down a well.
He what?
You'll have to save the little boy later. Right now, you need to help the man in the car.
Why?
It's going to explode.
And why is he in a car trying to save a cat in a tree?
He thought he could use the car as a ladder to climb up, but he got too close, hit the tree, knocked the cat to a different branch, and now the car is stalled right over where the fire is still sparking.
Okay, then. Let's see. How can I get him out of the car without catching fire?
Hello, Meteor Guy. Need some help?
Why, yes. Yes, I do.
I figured.
You're late. Where have you been?
Rescued a boy trapped in a well.
Oh, really? Good. That's out of the way, then.
Ho-ho-ho, good stuff there.
Very nice. I mean,
I'm kind of excited about that one.
I think that pretty much makes it safe to say that we're going to be visiting WWW again.
Yeah, I think that's a safe one to give away.
Yeah, and
sure.
That one's going to be a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun writing that one.
Now that, you know, with the list of titles that we gave a while back, I have a feeling we'll have some pretty good guesses on
which
title goes
that
with that scene that we just teased. But anyway, I think we need to wrap things up because, yeah, I got to get back to actually putting some of these shows together.
To
and,
working.
Well, you've got to get back to writing what needs to be written still.
Yes.
So, yes, Season 10, a good portion of it still very much on the drawing board, but we definitely had enough to tease. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the Season 10 preview blowout cheesy
thing.
Whatever we're calling this podcast.
We will come up with an official name before Season 11 starts, I promise.
Okay.
We'll have some sort of official something or other, even if it's just the official cheesy teasy. But but yes, and I hope that it got you excited. I know a lot of people have been counting down the days. I hope this helps get things a little moving a little more faster for you. I mean, not that we can move time, but it's
anyway,
this weekend. Saturday.
Time is ticking. Saturday the 29th. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have Season 10 underway. And we'll catch you back here sometime in our next podcast where we will do a recap of whatever episodes have aired by that time.
A real podcast where we have all the regular things in it and all those things that you have come to know and love from Steve and Laurie.
Until then, remember, every day needs a little grace.
And tease.
And a little cheese, maybe.
Yeah. And I think that's how we're going to have to wrap this one up, guys.
All right. See ya.
Bye. I rarely back down.
Yes, that's so true.
Especially when it's like a writing thing, because I really do enjoy challenges. Are we still there?
Yes, I have no response for that. I was trying to think of some witty response, but I can't.
Okay.
So we will end that segment there, and maybe I'll play a little stinger.